This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Get your ego out of the way. Let's let the universe take over here. Doug Steffen, that's me, presenting another good day hour, a good day experience, DJV experience, in fact, with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. She has a really bad case of the flu, so I'm guessing she'll be out for a couple of days this week and will not be able to enjoy. I think this stuff with the Eagles winning the Super Bowl will sort of permeate for a few days into the week. Maybe, I don't know, football's over now for the season until July when they start practicing again. So it'll be interesting to see what changes. Probably not much will change in Philadelphia. Other than the silliness, Kara has been paying attention, Jennifer, to some of the silly stuff. The streets are running green. Because the Eagles won. So what are people jumping?
Nothing says I won the Super Bowl like having your fans just like destroy a city.
Burn the city down so you can't ever play again. Yeah, well, I think they're supposed to have a parade this week, but the fans decided not to wait until the parade actually happens. And I'm sure, where did this happen in Cleveland a few years ago where everyone took off work for the parade? So I'm absolutely sure the same thing will happen in Philadelphia. But yeah, I was looking at videos they had. People decided, you know, since they love each other so much that they should do trust falls with each other. So I saw videos of.
What does that mean? Explain what a trust fall is.
I don't know where it stemmed from. If it came from like camps when kids were supposed to learn to like build teams together. And so basically you stand there and you have your back facing someone else and you put your arms out and you just fall. And the person behind you is supposed to catch you. And that forms a trust bond between you. So there are people up on like balconies and overhangings, like from buildings, just standing up on them. And this is like 15, 20 feet up in the air. And they're turning their backs to the crowds of people that were on the ground and then falling on them and hoping that they would catch them. I'm assuming there was a lot of alcohol involved in this. But anyway, one of the balconies or one of the things that the people were standing on collapsed because there was like 20 people on it. I think everyone was okay, but yeah.
I've had a few cocktails in my life, and I don't know that
anything had the desire to do
would
that?
Compel me to want to do a trust fall off of a building.
What's the matter with me? Is there something wrong? I don't get this whole business.
It's stupid.
The Super Bowl and all the excitement around it, a bunch of guys going on the field.
I don't like football particularly. I don't really find it to be a fun sport to watch. I understand the whole, you know, pomp and circumstance around it. It's fun to get together with your friends and eat a lot of food, blah, blah, blah. And you get to see the performance at halftime and all of that. But the whole part afterwards where you burn your city down, I don't really get that part. But I guess Philadelphia hadn't won. The last time they went to the Super Bowl was 13 years ago, and so fans have been disappointed for a very long time. A couple guys that I work with are from Philly, and so they were there over the weekend and, you know, took Monday off. So they were very, very excited about it.
How do you get away with taking... taking the day off.
I saw, apparently there was a commercial going around. I think it was for Mucinex, and so they're always doing commercials about people being sick. And I think they call today Super Sick Day.
Super Sick Monday.
Yeah, because there's a crazy amount of people who take the day off.
Jennifer, wait a minute. Maybe that's really what's going on with Jennifer. Maybe she didn't have the flu at all.
Victoria? You mean Victoria?
Victoria, yeah. Maybe
don't
that's
think
the
I
problem.
Didn't send her a link to that article. Said, oh, really? You're sick? Look at this.
Yeah, wait a minute. There's some. This is, we better check into that. There's something.
We're going to need a doctor's note, Missy.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's move to Egyptian priority, shall we?
Let's move to Egyptian.
Egyptian.
Are you drunk?
I love that kind of
trying to speak Egyptian. Where authorities over the weekend unveiled a 4,400-year-old tomb just in time to promote Laura, what's-her-face, Tomb Raider. Isn't that coming out this week?
Lara Croft.
Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. Last time it was Uma Thurman or one of those skinny actresses who played it last time?
It was Angelina Jolie.
Jolie played it last time, okay. Anyway, so on the serious side of this, The Antiquities Ministry of Egypt says the tomb is thought to have belonged to a priestess known as Hetpet, H-E-T-P-E-T, in the 5th dynasty. What's the name of the Sikmet, the woman who's the lion, has the head of a lion? She's tough. You know that story about her in Egypt? Well, also all over the Middle East. Anyway, the person who runs the Antiquities Department said, we know, of course, that she was a high-profile official and that she had a strong link with the royal palace. This was a tomb. So the thing that fascinates me about this isn't who it was and all the other stuff, because there's a lot of this sort of thing. But the fact that the tomb was found right next to the Great Pyramid in Giza, and these pyramids have been examined by experts for years, hundreds of years, in fact, and they never found this tomb before. It was behind some wall paintings, apparently. What it does is give us window into the past. I've been into a number of these museums, places, and I've actually been to the two. I haven't been inside. The night I went to the a friend of the Assistant Secretary of State for foreign aid, and we had been in. He brought me with him to Cairo and on a Middle East trip, and so we were having dinner. And he said, you want to go up to the pyramids? While we're having dinner, I said, yeah, I've never been to the pyramids. So just the two of us and his aide, and it's pitch dark, like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and we drive in a... We thought perhaps we ought to go quietly. We're in this bulletproof van running from this restaurant out to the... And so the Egyptians, as they are, and a lot of people in the Middle East are kind of simplistic when it comes to this stuff, instead of making it quiet, they put a police car in front of us and behind us with the sirens blaring and the lights flashing. And so we get up there and we walk around, and it was one of the most interesting, eerie feelings. The two of us sat on a stone wall in front of the pyramids, just gazing into the nighttime, wondering what it was like 4,000 years ago there.
How in the heck they did that?
I know it. Yeah. And so here, this new, the scenes that are depicted here of Hetpet, a monkey who was her friend, apparently, that was the most, you know, monkeys in that era were like dogs are today, as far as domestic, you knew that, right? Domestic pets. There were dogs around, but they didn't have them as commonly as they had monkeys. And especially people who had money and position, so they had that. It was Sekhmet I'm trying to think of. You know what I mean? It's S-E-K-M-E-T, I think, who is a... And then you see a lot of her representation around. When I was in Italy, there's a whole... One of the museums there, they have a whole wing devoted to her, because they have... They've somehow or other gotten a lot of Egyptian antiquities into the museum in Turin, and because there's a relationship with some city in Egypt to Turin, a long story, not important. But I find it, what I do find interesting is that we today still pay that much attention to something that was just a part, it was like folklore, it was like the religion of the time. And I wonder, here's where I go with this, I wonder if in 4,000 years from now when people start digging us up, and seeing how we worship, what we worship, and the...
Will they laugh?
Will they laugh at us?
Yeah.
Well, like, isn't that kind of what we do here, isn't it? I mean, in a sense, we're sort of getting a kick out of it. Imagine them worshiping these people as gods. I think that holds true for medicine as well. Mm-hmm. We think about the medicine of thousands of years ago and how ridiculous it is. And I think the way we treat cancer and things like that now, when you look ahead... 4,000, maybe even 1,000, maybe even a few hundred years, they'll be laughing at how we dealt with some of this. So, anyway, food for thought, I thought. You think? Oh, you know what else? I was mentioning Laura, and I always get these two, why I do, I don't know, but Uma Thurman and, what's her face? You said she was the two. Was married to Brad Pitt.
Oh, Angelina Jolie.
Angelina. I get the two because they're just a couple of blonde, skinny actresses.
Well,
as far as
no, they're not. Boy. Angelina Jolie is not blonde. They don't really look anything like each other. So.
They're both skinny actresses. Anyway.
Well, all of Hollywood, you must get confused.
I was saying, because they're all skinny. Very many other kind.
They don't really look anything like each other besides that.
All right. So even if they don't look like each
God,
other.
God, all those women, they're all the same, you know?
Well, to me, I think it would be nice to have. There are a few more models. I noticed there's a new Sports Illustrated model who came from somewhere in the Mediterranean who looks like the other, what's her name, Ashley Graham. She kind of is setting new stages for women. All right, that's not the story. So the story here is that Uma Thurman says that Harvey Weinstein did her the evil duty, ugly word or deed, and he says no. So he's going to, can you imagine this guy being this clueless? He's going to file a lawsuit against Uma Thurman for the allegations that she made against him, that he forced her to have sex with her. Can you imagine this guy being that totally clueless that he thinks he's going to find a judge and a jury that'll go along with him suing her? Wow. You talk about people who lose it.
Yeah, I don't think he learned anything from the whole thing.
No, apparently not.
Yeah, the best headline I saw about it was Harvey Weinstein shows how not to respond.
Yeah.
Which is basically it. And everyone
don't
else
respond
watching,
at all.
Yeah, everyone else watching should take lessons from him. Don't do anything that he's doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That goes, you know, back for the last 30 or 40 years, perhaps. 17 and change after the hour. Speaking of this, maybe what we ought to do is send this information along to Uma Thurman, because a part of this whole attack from Weinstein against her is being engineered on social media. So if you have a comment on the web that affects your personal or professional reputation, you've got somebody who's throwing unfavorable comments at you, embarrassing pictures, videos, all that sort of thing, negative articles that can ruin your life. If you got your own business, ruin your business. If you've got a good career, ruin your career. Because a lot of people are guilty of a lot of bad things, but a lot of people are not. And so with a focus on all of this now, perfect time for you to know about Reputation Defender. ReputationDefender.com. ReputationDefender.com helps you protect your good name. And you can get a free consultation. Call the experts there, 855-432-4886, and get a free analysis. Bring with you, obviously, your homework is to have examples that they can look at quickly from various sources. Can you imagine a business being, this is something else we talk about 400 years from now. Can you imagine that we're creating businesses? This is a business that's so busy because there are so many people who are trying to protect their personal and professional reputation because of things. So this is one of the real negative impacts. A lot of stuff that has come about as a result of the technical revolution is great. But this sort of thing certainly isn't. And that's why you need ReputationDefender.com. So call 855-432-4886 and get your free overview. Send them what you, well, they'll tell you what to do. ReputationDefender.com/Doug or call them at 855-432-4886.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest-growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
C fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Theme time, 23 and change after the hour. Not any TV theme, but here on the DJB show, Jennifer and Tara wrapping ourselves around the television career of John Stamos, and thus the themes. He and his girlfriend, Caitlin McHugh. What a great name.
Is that a great name? Caitlin McHugh. McHugh is a great last name for some
reason. Yeah, it is. They tied the knot over the weekend in a church service, followed by a celebration at his house. They exchanged vows at the Little Brown Church in Studio City. I don't know. Where is that? You know where the Little Brown Church is in Studio City? Is it off of Venice? Somewhere down in there?
Ventura.
Yeah. Now, Ronald Reagan and Nancy were married there in 1952.
Oh, nice.
So then they went back to his Beverly Hills home for the reception.
That's why I've heard about it. That's cool. I remember that now.
Little Brown Church. She's pregnant. Had some pre-wedding drama to deal with the night before. She was robbed of $165,000 worth of jewelry, which was stolen from her room at the hotel. Great. The Beverly Hills Hotel. Not exactly the most secure place in town, apparently. The room was unoccupied. And no suspects, according to the Beverly Hills police. The jeweler loaned the accessories. The jeweler was Neil Lane. He loaned her the accessories for her wedding. He's a personal friend of Stamos, so he was able to loan her more jewelry before she walked down the aisle. So,
would you loan someone more jewelry?
The sub story is who's paying for the jewelry that got ripped off?
I'm sure John Stamos can cover $165,000 right. worth of jewelry. But
yeah. Well, if he could, why didn't he just go buy it for her instead of borrowing it from the front? Might be a question to ask. All right, musically at 25 past the hour here, Jack White. The rocker wants to get rid of cell phones at his concerts. So now concert goers will have to lock their phone in a specific magnetic pouch that remains locked during the show. If there's an emergency, you can unlock the pouch. What happened before there were cell phones when there was an emergency? Think about it.
I know.
15 years ago, what'd you do if there was an emergency? You waited until you get out of whatever your experience was.
Or when you had a flat tire.
Yeah. White said, yeah, you go walk down the street until you get to
the
payphone. Right.
Right.
So White says no photos, video, audio allowed. We think you'll enjoy looking up from your gadgets. I think he's right. These things shouldn't even be in there. Like going to a movie and you have people turning on. That's why they have to have a... Can you imagine people are that callous? You got to have a warning at the beginning of the movie. Please turn off your cell phones. No texting, no talking. Who is that rude? Who
I get frustrated because I'm, you know, an avid concert goer, and I like to I like to have an occasional picture or two of the concert so you can remember it and you know show people. But it's just it's frustrating because there are people that go and spend the entire time on their phone, and so no one behind them can see anything.
Right.
Their phone's up.
But but it's just frustrating that there's no other option, that you can't trust people to like use
take
their phones
pictures,
in moderation.
Right.
You know, I'll take if it's like a song that I absolutely love, I'll take a little bit of a video or a picture or something, and then I put my phone away and try and keep it there the rest of the time, but I guess you can't trust people to do that.
How much of our lives, though, do we consume through our cell phone?
That's
think
right.
About it.
95%.
When you're on vacation, when you're at a concert, when you're
taking
at your
pictures.
Kid's graduation, everybody's sucked in through the phone. Everybody's looking at things through their device. It's a very odd time.
It is.
And, I'm guilty of it, too. Believe me, I do it all the time.
They have an official tour photographer who make photos and videos available. You have to wait till the show's over, he says. He's not the first one to try this. Let's see here. Beyonce's used these pouches, Bruno Mars, to create a concert experience free of smartphone distractions. Good for them. Very smart move, I think, on their part. 28 after the hour here.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour now in the DJV experience, have a good thought for Victoria, even though she may be playing hooky because of the... she's not really like that, though. Should we give her the benefit of the doubt?
She's not playing hooky. She's been sick.
Yeah.
It's fun to tease her, but she's been sick.
Right. So let's see. Do we want to go to North Korea or Beverly Hills? Your choice.
Beverly Hills, hello.
Want to go to Beverly Hills? Okay.
I see how Americans come back from North Korea. In Beverly Hills, you have a nice bag in your hands.
So in Beverly Hills, there's a big to-do this week because landlords are getting angry and tenants are getting angry. There's a company called Welltower. Do you know them?
I do not know them.
Big Beverly Hills corporation worth $40 billion. They have bought up a lot of real estate in Beverly Hills, and they have failed to notify tenants that a sale-triggered tax increase would be passed through to them. So apparently, when they took over these buildings that are in downtown, some of the plushest places to live in Beverly Hills, at least as far as apartments are concerned and condos, took over some buildings in July of last year, Welltower demanded the tenants back pay the extra taxes during the period of silence between them and the people who are living in these places. They apparently failed to include in their new leases that they have to pay this additional, in some cases, it's like the extra taxes, like $4 million. This is how expensive these places are. $4 million. So the tenants, as you can imagine, are getting a little out of control. They've hired lawyers. Can you imagine what kind of a mess? And how much money is wasted just because they didn't notify, because they'd have covered themselves if they had notified the tenants that there was going to be a tax increase because the buildings were sold. They were managing them, and then they bought them or something. I don't know. But, you know, we all think, those of us who live in the normal world, or Kara, you live in a rented building, you have an apartment. Can you imagine being, it's all a different, it's just scales, just zeros behind the number, because you might, under the circumstances, have the guy who owns your building could sell it to somebody else. And this is something that has become more and more prominent. You buy a new building and you pass the tax increases along to the people who live there. So imagine yourself in that circumstance. And here's another circumstance that I find fascinating, Jennifer. A luxurious 400,000 square foot complex in downtown Newark. I found out about this.
Downtown Newark?
Newark, yeah, exactly. That's what everybody thinks. It has a nail salon, fitness center.
Nice.
Big, lots of shops, cupcake shop, that sort of thing. And it looks like, if you look at it from the outside, we drove by it, it looks like a gentrification. It looks like an old building has been revitalized so that they could, you know, put some apartments and mixed-use stuff, stores on the first floor, that kind of stuff. But apparently, this particular area has been transformed with a very specific demographic. There are six buildings, and they call it Teacher's Village. It's a new development of three schools, a daycare facility, residential apartments, and the teachers live there. Retail space helps to, the rent on the retail space helps to subsidize the teachers' apartments that are in this place. Isn't this interesting? You know, a lot of millennials want to live close to either the train or where they work. You know, that whole big area down on Jefferson on your way to the airport on Lincoln, they built, what, 3,600 apartments there about 7 or 8 years ago. They built a little village. The Google offices in L.A. are there. Microsoft offices in L.A. are there. So they built all these apartments around those campuses, and it even includes a shopping center. It's got a store, a Whole Foods store, got a movie theater. Everything is there, so you can walk every place. And that's basically the root of this new revitalization in Newark. $150 million, five-year project. The partner in the real estate company was focusing heretofore on commercial and residential projects all around Newark. And they came up with this idea about 10 years ago, and it took them that long to find a building, rebuild it, and have it come into fruition. But I think it's I really think it's a sign of the future. I really do. I think there's so much of this stuff where people, we find it here in Framingham, my hometown, where there are five new apartment complexes that are being built, been planned in the last year or so, being built all in downtown. The downtown has been a mess. And so now they want to revitalize it, and there are three of these apartment houses that are being built right around the train station, so that people can walk to the train, go to work in Boston, come home, and I'm sure around it there'll be huge new buildings. There'll be a focus on building restaurants and shops and sort of all of the area that has been hard hit by people moving to the malls.
Do you think that that's a sign of the times? Yes, I agree with you. A sign of the times as far as people not wanting to commute anymore. And the price of gasoline is high, and it's just, it's you realize you're just wasting your life away, where at least on the train you can be reading the paper or listening to a book or doing emails or whatever, you know, whatever. Reading, But I wonder if it's also playing on people who are not going to ever buy homes. Because what this tells me is you've got a lot of successful people who have jobs who are going to be renting for their whole lives. Well, they're never going to actually get into the housing market because they want to live close by to work.
Remember, we were talking about the tax bill and how it is a disincentive to buying for millennials who don't have a lot saved up. So, or they might have, with the idea they buy a home, they've got enough saved up to make the down payment. But then when they look at the fact they can't deduct real estate, the mortgage interest cost, they can't deduct.
But that's actually a lie.
Insurance.
That's not true. They can deduct. You can deduct
all
your property taxes under $10,000. Mm-hmm. And so for most people, I don't know, at least in California where we are highly taxed, my property taxes are around, you know, my house is a kind of a middle of the road. It's what you'd probably start out with. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, right? And so my property taxes are about $4,000 a year. Mm-hmm. I can still write mine off. And so that it's just about how much money you're spending on the property. So, yeah, up until $10,000. But most millennials aren't going to jump in with a multi-million dollar home. So there is still a tax incentive, I think, for first-time buyers especially to get into the market.
Well, yeah, I think that things
will
change.
There's a lot of confusion.
Yeah, there is a lot of confusion. By the way, speaking of money and the government, the Treasury this week is going to borrow $955 billion. $955 billion. You know, I don't know how many people think about this, because we've been spoiled with low interest rates. But when they have to borrow money from supposedly the same sources that we would. They borrow Chinese banks. They go on the international market. It's kind of complex, but yet the bottom line is it sucks capital out of the market for the average person to borrow. And so, you know, a lot of our banks borrow money on the international markets. It's very confusing, and there's a lot of conflict in what gets sold, what kind of loans get sold off to these big real estate trust funds and hedge funds and that sort of thing. But the bottom line is when you suck almost $1 trillion out of what's available to borrow. Now, borrowing money, this is another thing. It becomes sort of a philosophical thing because I believe in universal abundance. I don't think there's any limit on what you can earn yourself. And I don't think there's any limit you can't prove to me or anybody else, really, that there is a limited supply of money, because there isn't. There's no limitation. You can, the world of creation allows you to build things, to sell things, to buy things, as much as there may be limitation on what you have, but you're responsible for the limitation. Is that too confusing for people to understand? Or do you think am I explaining this well enough so people get the point that I'm trying to make?
That's right.
Yeah. But the other side of this is, you and I have to pay back, in this specific instance, the interest on all this money that's being borrowed. And so every time, let's say you have a $10,000 tax bill, $3,459 at the moment of that $10,000 goes to pay the interest on the debt, before you even pay the first buck back. So what do we even think about it? Is the number so high that we don't think as to what the impact is of doing this? I hope this is food for thought for you, because I don't think most people they get a headache when they think about this. Oy. So anyway, this is the highest amount of borrowing in 6 years, even though the deficit has gone up by trillions of dollars over past administrations. They've been borrowing about $500 or $600 billion at a time. This is the first time this much has been borrowed, and the reason is that tax receipts are going to be lower because of the new tax law. That's what the Congressional Budget Office says anyway. So, is it good? Hopefully. How long does it take, Jennifer? You would be better to ask, in terms of trickle down or trickle up, how long does it take after a tax cut like this to see this really register. We hear the stories about companies coming back to the country and jobs coming back to the country as the president said in the State of the Union address, and billions, hundreds of billions back from Amazon and whoever the company is. But how long does it take to have an impact so that what they project is going to be the impact on the taxes and taxpayers, things will be healthier? How long does that take?
It happens this month, actually. You're going to start the tax codes in effect. So your paycheck will reflect the new tax code. Whatever first paycheck you get in February, you'll be able to check and see how much money you're making. Actually, this past weekend, Paul Ryan sent out a tweet saying, oh, this woman is making $1.50 more a pay period. That's enough for her Costco membership. And people jumped all over him saying that's not quite the glowing endorsement that they want for tax reform. But I know I just did talking to Jeff, my fiance, and people at his, he works for Kaiser, and he saw about $100 back in his paycheck during his pay period, and his coworker saw about $70 back in hers. So I think people are really feeling it. And you couple that with the corporate tax cut, which is already sort of benefiting people, and you see a lot of companies, Best Buy and all the companies who have been on the list of giving their employers, Twinkie, the Hostess company did it. We talked about that, I think, last week. They're giving away, you know, not only free goods from their company, but at least $1,000 incentives back to employees. So for those people who said corporations are just going to keep getting richer and richer and richer, I think you have a large number, a huge list, actually, now of multiple companies who are giving back to their employees with incentives and such by the, from the tax cuts. So I think people will start to feel it this month will probably be the starting point.
You know, there's a huge surge in entrepreneurialism in our country, huge surge in new businesses being started. And do you know what people credit the number one reason there are so many new businesses? What do you think people say when they start their own business, why they're starting it, when they're asked that in surveys? What do you think the number one reason is that people give for them going off into their own?
Gosh, they want to be their own boss. They want to work for themselves, I would imagine.
The impact of Shark Tank.
What?
The television show Shark Tank.
No, really?
And how people are watching this. It's a new kind of celebrity. And people think, okay, I can. I'm going to start my own business and I can get on Shark Tank. Pop culture. Isn't it great? Yeah, I want to get on Shark Tank, so I'm going to start my own business. Well, listen, as long as they do okay, what's the difference in why they start? But it is really interesting to see how something like that can take over or have the impact that it does. And the way that those five people get along, the way that they... Where I think Mark
Cuban... And when
Cuban
people are aiming for certain judges, they want them.
Right. Yeah. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Here's a company that started that way, by the way. Purity Products, company. There are about a dozen really good supplement companies in our country, and Purity Products is certainly one of them at the top of the list. They offer intelligent nutritional solutions like Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. If you haven't taken advantage of the opportunity that they have presented to you through this program to support your heart, your brain, your muscles, because that's what Omega 3, which is the fish oil that's in Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, there's that. And then to support joint function and normal flexibility, they have krill oil. They put them together in this small capsule that you can get right now by calling 800-355-1493. Why do I give you the number right up front before I tell you the story? Well, basically, I've told you the story. What krill oil and fish oil do for your body is superb. It's just amazing how much these impact, this little pill will impact your body if you take it every day. You'll feel it in a week. And so Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want you to call 800-355-1493 right now and order your free bottle. You pay a couple of bucks in shipping, that's it. Free bottle now, 800-355-1493.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, and the focus on that show comes at the behest of Tom Kreitler and the jingle from his Money Pit radio program. Tom, from the radio show Money Pit, it's a home improvement show, very unique, it's fabulous, not only because it's good info on the radio, but all the things that you get in an ancillary way by being connected. There's a new newsletter that you can get every week if you sign up at moneypit.com. You'll have the expertise that you may not. I mean, there's so much stuff. That's the thing, Tom. There's so much information that's there, a wealth of info on all aspects of your home, be the comfortable place, the lovely place, the desirable place that you want to go. Yeah, that's kind of fun to do these things, too.
It is fun, yep. And speaking of comfort, right now, the folks over at Tuft & Needle have hooked us up, and we're doing a giveaway now, a big sweepstakes. We're calling it the Good Night Sleep Sweepstakes. So you can win from $4,000 in prizes, brand new mattress, pillows, sheets, all kinds of comfortable stuff for your house. Yep.
Good, good, good. All right, it's called the Good Night. What is it? The promo?
Good Night Sleep. Good Night Sleep. Good Night Sleep Sweepstakes.
All right, so you get that info also if you go to moneypit.com, I'm guessing. How about that?
Absolutely. Yep.
How about that?
Good guess.
Jump, I'm out on a limb there, I'm sure.
Money nice work, Pit. Columbo.
All right, check out the sweepstakes and also the newsletter at Money, the newsletter at MoneyPit.com. Tommy has answers to your questions right after this.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie.
Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, 56 past the hour with Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. All right, I want to know, this is Doug's question,
okay.
How to
Doug,
fix a
Doug
gap.
Writes.
My cabinet, yes, downstairs in the kitchen, there's a gap between my cabinets and the ceiling.
Okay.
And I wanted to know how that could be
How big of a gap are we talking about?
Maybe half, three quarters of an inch.
Molding, man.
Noticeable. It's a noticeable. Yeah, just pushing the molding up, I suppose, right?
Well,
yeah.
Not push it up, but I mean, if it's properly installed, you can basically cover that entire gap. I mean, crown molding would be beautiful in a spot like that. Crown molding is a little tough to install. But by the way, they have a PVC crown molding now that's pre-cut, and, and it pretty much is almost, I think it even may be self-stick. And once you get up there, you paint it, and it looks like wood.
Well, I did that in the last house I lived in, and it, when I did the addition, we put that stuff up, and it right. really was. You couldn't tell by looking at it.
Right, exactly.
It's that good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Lori has a wood-framed window in her tub shower, I suppose. Is it in? Yeah, it must be in the shower stall itself.
Yeah. Well, the wall, the exterior
the bottom
wall.
Ledge.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she says the framing is rotting away. Of course it's rotting away, because they have a drain, you don't put stuff like that in a bathroom, do you? Or close
well,
to
you know, many times folks do have windows in their bathroom, you know, on that wall where the bathtub and the shower is. And the window's a small window and it's up high. And you have to have a not just a curtain on it, but like a shower curtain, like a waterproof curtain. But nonetheless, water will sit on the sill.
Yeah.
So she wants to know if there's a quick fix because she thinks she has to tear it out. And she probably does. But the quick fix for like a rotted area of wood like that, believe it or not, is Bondo. You know what Bondo is? It's the stuff
yeah.
you use
car,
when you're fixing your car.
Right.
The
dents. Yeah.
Yeah, you can basically fill in that rotted spot, pack it like a cavity, right? Sand it, and then prime and paint it, and it comes out fantastic. So
and
easy
seal it. Won't get
there.
Any wetter. It won't get any more rotten. It'll
exactly.
keep it getting worse. Yeah.
The repaired rot will no longer rot.
Yeah.
The rest
That's
of the wood,
good.
However, will continue to do
right.
so.
Right. All right. Bondo. Fix your bathroom with Bondo. Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.